Welcome, 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 Wahoo fans, to this week's edition of The Lockdown featuring T-Cub and the Ball Hawk.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I heard Petty on the X this week, though, fam. I heard Petty, bro. We might get a little petty tonight. What?
Yeah, you
maybe,
know.
Maybe.
Well, you know. You know, it depends on the topic. You know,
right, right. Right. Understood. Fans, we're going to give you a quick review of the NC State versus Virginia game and a preview of the Boston College UVA game this Saturday at 2 p.m. on the CW. How about that?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. What's the series? All-American? You know?
Yeah. Indeed. So Hawk, BA came to town last Friday night, and it was a big deal. And what you think?
About BA or about the game? Oh, I start with BA. We're gonna start with BA. So it was good to see BA. I was glad people showed love to him when they came out for warm-ups. And then I was really glad when the coin tossed and they booed the hell out of him. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Once that coin flipped, you flip the switch, right? It's like you the enemy now. And you at a North Carolina school. I know it's not UNC, but North Carolina is still in your school. So to all the fans and students that booed BA when he came out for his first snap, salute to you for keeping the same energy for the enemy. For all the fans who cheered him on when he was warming up, way to show that man respect, the all-time leading passer here. But I like that Coach Rudd seems to have a Nas number as far as keeping the numbers respectable, because versus, you know, Syracuse when they were rolling last year, Rudd had a defensive game plan that really kept them bottled up and gave our offense the opportunity to win last year. And it was the same this year, man. It was refreshing to see Cam Robinson starting that linebacker, the youth movement with Robinson and Jackson, and then the athleticism and speed in which Coach Rudd played too for those guys. So it was fun seeing those guys get out there. And then Cam Butler got a sack before he actually hurt his shoulder. So I think he has like 3 or 4 straight games with a sack. So that's pretty dope. I was happy to see the defense performing well. It really was.
Yeah, I was too. They looked faster, you know, with Cam Robinson in there. They definitely looked faster. Him and James Jackson were playing at a different speed.
And also
I like that Coach Rudd realized that BA struggles with pressure in his face. So it was a lot of A-gap blitzes, flushing him out. He did hurt us a little bit with his running. But by and large, you know, I think, you know, we knew BA was going to BA. You know, we knew he was going to throw us one. And, you know, he's one of those, you keep him in the pocket. I want him to beat me from the pocket. And the true freshman Concepcion had a good game versus us. A lot of stuff over the middle, which is a weakness for us. And I think that's a byproduct of the youth at linebacker, because on the one touchdown, you know, I saw Cam look at him and he dropped, but you got to drop a little bit deeper to get to number two on that one, you know, to make it a more difficult throw. And then the safety just took bad angles. So it was correctable things that I saw out there. So it was nothing glaring that like, ooh, we were overmatched in this particular area. I feel like a couple of mistakes here and there, but you know, a couple plays were made here and there as well. So I was happy with that part. Offensively, I liked what I saw. I mean, it was interesting to run the ball so much more than you passed it. I think it was 38 rushes to 32 passes, I believe. And I get it. I just think it's the type of runs too. I know folks want to harp on the fourth and one and the third one issues, play calling that we had. You know, I have the same concerns, quite honestly. You know, when people say, hey, well, they're not used to getting under center in a situation, they'll get used to it if you practice it. You know what I mean? And so I get it. That may not be a staple of your offense, but you got to practice for every eventuality, you know, and those plays are critical in my estimation. The third and goal, hey, you can't be mad at taking 3 points. The other opportunity, you can't be mad at taking 3 points. But then on the flip side of it, you can too, you know, at 0-3, we got to get a half yard, you know, in whatever way that we can. And then we showed that we did it when we sprinted out and he hit, you know. So, I mean, there's different creative ways to do it if, you know, when you know you don't necessarily have the strongest line up front and you need to do something different, you can do something different because you have a quarterback that can do it. You have weapons on the outside that can do it. And so being, you know, the difference in those two scenarios is if we score 7 there instead of going getting 3, or if we don't get it inside the 5, well, then BA is back there with his feet in the end zone. Defense playing way. I mean, you know, so there's a lot of of the other side of the coin here of what if. But I think we just got to think a little bit more strategically in a scenario like that, especially 0-3. I'm throwing caution to the wind, you know, and just, you know, just going. Like I said, especially because the defense, you know, and my opponent, you know, is different if it's Tagovailoa back there as opposed to BA. You know, to me, BA gonna make a mistake in a crunch scenario like that. And so, you know, I mean, always second guessing, backseat driving, backseat coaching or whatever. But, you know, those are just a couple of my thoughts. I did like that Calandria, once again, just he made some plays with his legs. He made a couple of incredible jaw-dropping decisions, and you're like, wow, did he really just pump fake that guy and throw a sidearm to get the ball to Malik? But that just shows that, to me, it shows he doesn't have to be Superman. Just get it to your weapons. You got weapons all over the place. You don't have to do something outside of yourself. And I understand the confidence and feeling like you can make every play. But, man, I tell you, ain't nothing like, you know, first down and throwing it away and it being 2nd and 10 as opposed to 2nd and 16, 2nd and 20. Yeah. You know, so, you know, just a couple of my thoughts on it.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I think so, because I'm like torn, right? Because I'm like you, I want to be aggressive because I'm 0-3. I don't want to go for it. But then it's like when you Tony Elliott, and you got 3 wins as a head coach. I'm like, I try to get inside the head of like him or Dez. Cause I told Dez this after the game. I really didn't. I think I told you this. When his back is against the wall or he has to impress you and he don't have no leeway to make a mistake, he makes the right call. Like that 4th and 1 that we didn't get early in the game, that inside wham, or I think we tried to run a pistol like zone and they crashed it and it was trash. But then we get to the 4th and 1 and he do what you say. You take the guy that has at that point like a buck 40 and you put him in zigzag motion to see if they're in man. And you basically run a man and zone beater in one, because if it's man, it's man on man. The guy that's chasing him in motion is trailing. I could get it to him. If it's zone, now I got my quarterback sprinting out. That corner has to make a decision. Are you going to take Malik and or collapse to me because it's 4th and 1 and I could throw it to the receiver behind? Or you just going to say, all right, I'm going to concede and let you get that. So Dez shows me that his scripted game plan is A1. In the middle is, get to the end, it's back to A1. So he has to fix like the situational, what's your mindset calling the plays? Because it's almost like we get comfortable. Mm-hmm. And we get very comfortable. It's like we could be rolling. Because I'm with you, man. I looked at like the play distribution, like rushes versus pass. And I'm like, he's a young guy. I want to make sure we're running the ball so it can take the percentage of him making a mistake away. But this was the first game, Cub. I was like, respectfully, Dez, why the hell are you running the fucking ball right now? Like, you are killing a secondary. You're killing them. They're on their heels. He hot. And why you keep trying to play complimentary? Because I felt like the complimentary football would really keep airing it out. Because I felt like if you keep airing it out, there's no knock on BA, but this is going at Anah. Anah is a copycat coordinator. So if you keep making big plays through the air and people getting into it, Anah's going to try to answer you. It's like basketball. You hit a three and you got the crowd to it, give me the ball. I'm going to shoot a three also. That's Anah.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like every time we ran the ball, we allowed number 11, number 10 for NC State to be difference makers. But as we were throwing, you took them out the game because now they spying. They couldn't play zone. They had the spot. So, yeah, I'm with you on that, man. I just felt like when you're losers, you got a loser mentality and you're going to play to keep it close. And it's like you said, like if we get the first and we score, they loving them. But Tony gets in his head, like, if I don't get this and I don't score, they're going to kill. Tony, they're going to kill you anyway if you don't win. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like you got to now, you got to have people just, you got to be aggressive. So I don't know, man. Hindsight is 2020. The coverage was trash on the kickoff. You got to kick it out of bounds.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was interesting. You know, I'm for kicking it out of bounds. But because of where it was placed, would it have gone out at the 50? Yeah.
So I get, so I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was thinking, had he pooched it, if you pooch it outside of where he was at, where is the penalty from?
Yeah, because normally they get the ball on the 35. So why does the rule, I wouldn't think the rule would change. You kick it out of bounds, you still get it at the 35.
Yeah. So I could see why people are saying, coach, like, because that is coaching. You got to know the rule book. Because I learned the Colorado-Oregon game, if you call back-to-back timeouts, guess what they still do, cuz? They still stop and go tell you, you can't do that. But why the coach, why the ref is telling your head coach you can't do that? Your coordinator gonna be like, hey, check this.
Right. You know what I'm
saying? Like you're breaking the play. You're getting a stoppage anyway, in a sense. So I think Bronco used to know some of the rules where you could be a habitual line step in the sense of, you know, you can't do that, but you ain't gonna get punished type things.
So, right.
You know, when they say coaching at the end, I could emphatically say, like, yeah, I kind of agree with y'all, because as a coach, you got to know that situation. Like, it ain't up to us as analysts to know the rules. You know what I'm saying? You should know the rules. Hey, even though they backed you up with unsportsmanlike, kick it out of bounds. Because is NC State gonna say, do they got the option to make you kick it again? I don't know that. But that ain't for me to know.
Right. Right. make them make that call.
Yeah. Make them say, oh yeah, now you got to back. Now if you got to back up again, we got to cover. But I tried. I got to at least see if you know the rules.
Right. Right. I shot my gun.
Yeah. And if I pooch it hella high, make you fair catch it.
Right.
Because you still got to go. I like the idea of pooching it to the sideline. I do. What irritated me when I saw, and this is no knock on them young men that was on the left side, but I felt like schematically they had us beat because that it won't no speed on the left side. It won't, in my opinion. The guys that got over there, they could tackle, but I'm not putting them as the L1, L2, and the L3. Like, and I don't know. You know, reverse, but we always count it like one from the outside in. So the guy close to the sideline is the one. I feel like you would have more of your faster DB guys there and the interior guys were your linebacker types. But it was all basically all linebackers over there. That's why
when
he bounced that joint, he was hitting feet on them. The kicker had to go over there. The safety got outflanked.
Which makes no sense.
How are you the safety guy? You get out playing.
Like the safety, you got one job.
Just like we tell the kicker.
You got one job.
And the kicker is an old man like us.
Yeah, bro.
You better be glad. Salute to him, but you better be glad. He was a ex-armed service dude, and he always on his P's and Q's.
Yeah. Because he, hey, look, he picking them up, putting them down, going to get him. He like, hold up, why am I having to make tackles on this? What is this?
You know he iced them hamstrings.
Oh, yeah. No question. No question. But look, I want him to kick. I want him also to kick the damn ball in the end zone, too. How about that?
Yeah, you got one job, homie.
Yeah.
Welcome to college football. Do your job. You
real rap.
Not us. Christ.
Real rap.
What do we have here for?
Oh, you know he would have got it.
What, man? Mm-hmm. Hey, to all the folks that love Coach Wells, if you want to see somebody animated, he would have been animated the very first kickoff when it didn't go in the end zone towards the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
He would have went up to him with his hands on his hip, his hat would have been missing. He would have pointed, you, what are you doing? This is not what we got out here. I could put him out here for this.
Facts. Facts.
I could imagine even the first fourth and one we didn't get. He would have been ran up on Sparky Woods or Coach Tranquil. Christ, what are we doing? Why are we in the shotgun? I formation. Yeah. Power.
Power. You already know. That's for sure. I mean, well, yeah, look, why not go 12 personnel and motion the tight end? That annoys me to be 6 yards deep to get a half a yard.
And let me tell you something, because I even posed this question, right? Like, when we were old, like the old school, you line up in the eye, if you give it to the back, because somebody made a good point, because I always say, like, the exchange point is the same. But I do understand the eye formation, the speed is going to be a little different. Like, the back is going to be really downhill versus if you want ace and you get it, you know, you'll have some momentum. It's like a twofold thing, right? It's like, without offensive linemen, you probably won't that momentum.
Yeah, understood.
Like, I watched, and again, we not Oregon. I watched Oregon fourth and one, third and one. It didn't matter. They were standing in the shotgun because they got horses up there, and their back was nice and patient. That little joke would break a bunch of tackles.
Yeah, correct. You know,
it's just schematically how you do it. If you're gonna go in that, if you're gonna stay in the ace, the pistol, bring one of them line tight ends and put his ass as an offset fullback or something, so he can catch the first guy leaking through. Because I sent Big Ray a couple of just the end zone copy of guys just beating us to the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Asking him, like, can you break down the scheme? This is what I'm thinking as a little guy trying to critique big guys, right? So I'm like, is this what they supposed to do? And he's like, no, actually, that guy's responsible for this guy. He's just slow out of his stance. Oh, he's just too high. So when Ray's breaking down, Tim, it's just a lot of times, man, it's just our reaction time is just slow, or our pattern isn't as good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he's just saying, like, those guys really got to understand the situation. Like, not only the coaches, as a player, like, Cub, it's fourth and 10, and they throwing, they backed up on their 30, but they're going for it. They threw the ball deep, and you could get the pick. Are you getting the pick, or are you batting it down? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, situational football. So it's just they have to know, like, dog, it's fourth and one. Damn it, I got to get low and nasty. It don't matter what I did the play before. I got to understand. I got to execute. So, that's what I want to see out of our guys, which I think our quarterback and our receivers understand that. I just want our linemen to really understand, like, when plays are called, what's expected of you. Because them jokers that's getting the handoff, it ain't fun for them, bro.
That's the thing, though, Hawk. You know, when, and you've heard me say this, at the point of attack, all right, the center, right, the center and guard, all right, that is immediate penetration.
Yes.
When you're 280 pounds, both guys, you got 300-pound guys plus 300-plus guys in front of you, you're getting pushback. The linebacker is downhill, unabated.
Yeah.
Bruh, the back does a great job just to shake a guy and get positive yards.
Yeah,
you know, if you gonna play that, I'm a run downhill run.
Yeah,
you know, when you're playing with a fast team, well, you can't go east and west. That's when you go at them.
Yeah,
you know, but maybe it's the stretch instead of the, you know, because I love when we run the stretch and those guys that are light in the ass, then they can get watched. Right.
They can take you where you want to go. They basically, I'm going to use my weakness as a strength now.
Right.
Or you want to go here, let me just run you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the back can see your backside.
Yeah.
Stay to their backside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep going. You cooking.
Yeah, because the way that they have it is, you know, I mean, old school, power stepping up, double team to the next level. It just doesn't seem our guys can get to the next level, A, because as Ray said, slower foot and don't have the strength and size to be able to impact on a double team and get to speed to get to the next level. So hence, it makes it difficult to get a long run if you're trying to run tackle to tackle or guard to guard to guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that makes it more challenging. So,
and you know. It's hard to really. So I noticed this week when I really looked at the line. And again, I always give respect to offensive linemen because I'm a little guy. I always been taught to stay out of big man business. Right. So a lot of times I kind of tread lightly when I talk about the offensive line. But I saw that a lot of teams we run like inside zone, like zone read. Like a team could really be aggressive. We don't have to be aggressive front side because a lot of times we run zone read. The backside guy makes the play all the time. They crash fast. Like zoom.
I commented on air. I was just like, I wonder if Calandria can pull it. You know, is it a read or is it that he has to give it? Because when he would give it, they'd be on the back and he going around the end and nobody's within 15 yards.
And that's the thing. Yeah, go ahead. Because you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if it's a read or not.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think in my head. Yeah. So it's sometimes, you know what? They got to start calling read because sometimes NC State was not looping. So sometimes if they really want you to give, like when they really plan it, they would take a backer and loop or a safety to come late and loop.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes NC State would just gamble and wouldn't have a linebacker loop around or safety come down. They would just, like you said, they would just crash.
Mm-hmm. And we weren't pulling it. So it was, and we never made that adjustment. So I wondered if he has the leeway to read it and pull it, or is it that, no, you have to give it?
Because the reason why I think is not even a read, because the handoff is super clean. It's not
slow. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, boom. A lot of times, if people can understand what we're saying, if you look at, and not as drastic as Wake Forest, but this, like, they can look at, because the only reason I keep referencing Oregon, because Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, he, like, you'll see a ride, like they kind of run with a little bit. That's how you know if it's really a read. But if quarterback is, his feet is planted, he's just giving it. And I think defense is maybe picking up that our quarterbacks aren't stepping towards the line a little bit, because that's how they give themselves time to yank it. If that makes sense. And maybe I might be, you know, stretching a little too much, but I think that's been indicated to me if somebody's really reading it versus is just a straight up give. So I'm like you though, bro. I would rather them, whether it's, you know, Musket or Calandria, when we play Boston College, that first time, just pull it. Like, show them that you'll pull it.
Right. Because then you got to think that the linebacker is going to have to play a little bit slower. The end has to play a little bit slower then, you know, because they have to make sure they got it. And so instead of two dudes hitting the back because he's on the inside, if he has to slow down just a step because he has to respect that you were willing to keep the ball, man, that off advantage offense.
Advantage offense, yeah, man. I'm getting that reaction out of you, that unaccounted. Because when you run inside, when you run stretch zones and you're counting, even though it's a defensive lineman up there, so if you see six to five, you can run the zone because you're not counting the end. So it's still even, but even that, if you run in the zone, you still figure the end got to catch up and we're getting second level to the linebacker. So I still have a quote an advantage because it's even. Now, if it's even before I even snap the ball, I have a true advantage because now we could, like you say, tandem block and really get to a guy. So a lot of times when teams are even with us, they actually get an advantage because that backside dude is, even when we just run a regular stretch zone, it's not a read, like, but when we reverse pivot and give it to him, sometimes our front side guard is pushed back to where he has to cut back. He has to, because they getting so much penetration, as you said, that it's an immediate threat to where I got to put my foot in the ground and I got to go backside A. Now that backside end is like, thank you.
Too easy. That's too easy.
Offensive line, I know I feel like we got our foot on your on your back. You guys improved a lot pass pro, though. It's like give and take. I will say this. You improved a lot pass pro. You really have. Like, at least you're creating escape lanes if he does feel pressure. Because that wasn't even there early in the year. So,
Yeah, I mean, you know, the long and short, though, man, is still we have to cut down on the errors. And penalties, the turnovers and the penalties, and it's the pre-snap penalties.
God, the ones that
the
ones that should be getting your ass pulled to the sideline for a series. I ain't gonna lie to you, Ty.
Your
ass may need to sit for a series or two, bro. I'm just being honest.
That's real.
Lights went off too. You ain't slick. Lights went off, cuz he done went ahead. Like he Freddy or something, or Jason. You know, when the lights go off, something bad about to happen because the bad guy, man, they caught his ass.
Bro, but hey, but he got caught on camera trying to poke Peyton Wilson's eye. I was like, dude, come on. The best what are we player, doing?
Their best player, cuz. Everybody's like watching.
Everybody watching him.
At least be a smart criminal.
right.
Candy camera, dog.
No doubt. So, I mean, the long and short, Virginia cost themselves with just penalties and errors. You know, I feel like it's a recurring theme. And, you know, while we see progress, it is the small details that's hampering the team from getting a W now. And, you know, I mean, for me, bro, I hated losing just as much as I love winning. You know what I'm saying? And so when if you get at some point, you got to get tired of just the way that them L taste. You know what I'm saying? And so means holding each other accountable too. You know what I'm saying? The coach ain't on the field with you. Yeah. You know, guys got to look. We cannot afford to make mistakes. You know, the line of error is so thin for us. It's razor sharp. And so we can't afford to, you know, we're not at the point right now where we can continually make those kind of mistakes, even to teams that I feel like we're slightly better than. And still, you know, that's two straight home games that we were a better team, but lost the game. Yeah. You know, because of us, you know, and so we just got to be better. We got to be better. And like I said, when you get tired of tasting them damn L's and be like, yo, fuck that, I'm spitting this up. I don't like the way this tastes.
Absolutely, man. I was happy to see that they put Dre at corner. He immediately, you know, made a difference. The one looked like pick, even though he was out of bounds, the fact that he knew how to pass off a receiver and cover the next threat. That was refreshing to see. And then he initially got beat at the line of scrimmage on a deep ball, didn't look back, got to the hip and played through the hands to get a breakup on that deep ball in the end zone. So I see he had an or beside his name with Malcolm Green. So I'm interested to see how much he plays. I think when he plays, you could play more man. I think he's just a more naturally instinctive guy, even though he's young. So that was good.
But to your point, you know, as we talk about playing man, we'll roll right into Boston College this weekend with their mobile quarterback in Thomas Castellanos. You got to be careful playing man against somebody yep. like that, because he's a mobile quarterback and he's leading the team in rushing, similar to what, you know, BA was last week. Different kind of runner, though. And surprisingly, has a strong arm as a mm-hmm. passer. So, I mean, dude, they putting up 400 plus a game, you know, mm-hmm. in total yardage, 28 yeah. points. So it's not like the offense is stinking it up. You know, once he went on the center, the whole dynamic of their offense changed. And so he is someone that Virginia is going to have to contain for sure this weekend. Rush lanes will have to be intact. Got to get him on the ground, short, stocky, powerful type yeah. runner. I think Virginia is going to have a premium on tackling. They're going to have to rally to the ball. And guys going to have to make some plays. They're going to have to make some plays this week.
Yeah, you got to be very educated in how you rush him. Like, if you're in and you're trying to run the hoop, meaning you're trying to just dip your inside shoulder and get to the edge, you got to stay at the depth of his front shoulder. You can't get to the back shoulder because you just open up that C gap where he could just run downhill. I think with him, it's like you got to compress the pocket, and if you're spine, you got to come forward. So that's going to cause, like you said, like a lot of combo zones, playing some robber, showing him different looks, because Boston College has done a very good job as far as when he's playing quarterback of always sending a receiver through his vision. And they mm-hmm. always got one speed out. So it's always a quick speed out. So it's something for him right now if he feels something. So he always has a quick outlet on the outside. He always has a receiver crossing his face if he gets pressure. And then if you're not bringing pressure, they got somebody going vertical. So they're attacking all three levels. And he does do a good job of, as you alluded to, when he gets out of the pocket, he's dynamic as a runner. But he gives me – Cavalier fans, excuse me for this. He reminds me of Biscuit, because when he launches it, it's powerful. It's not like he's lobbing it when he throws it deep. It's on a rope. And it's a pretty, like he throws a pretty ball, like tight spiral. So I'll let you know, even though he's small, he got big mitts. Because when he runs, he's palming a ball and he's running violent. He reminds me of a punt returner, meaning he could bounce around a little bit and ricochet all people. If anybody wants to get a good gist of how explosive and how exciting he is, just go watch the Florida State condensed version on YouTube with the ACC Network put up. Watch that game and just watch how he has Florida State defenders looking pedestrian to where he can run around, make plays. And Florida State plays a lot of man. And Fentrell Cyphers, you know, he had his hands full trying to play man while he was bouncing around, jumping around. So as you alluded to, man, averaging 400 yards this year. Last year, their offense averaged 300 and some yards. So that's a huge plus. They have a capable back who is 1,000-yard rusher in his career in one season. So they got some weapons, but their defense stats are similar to ours as far as like points and total defense. So it's give and take. They can score, yeah. They give up some stuff too.
Yeah, so we got to, the long and short is we got to be on our game. We got to play complementary football from a defensive standpoint. I think the challenges will be there. We have a lot of injuries to, you know, the defensive line was going to be a strength for us. Suddenly, you know, you don't have, you know, I don't even know if Smiley's going this week, but we know we don't have Cam. I don't think we're going to have Akeri.
You don't got to,
you know,
care.
And so, yeah. And so then you're asking young guys to come in and step up, which eventually it's going to help in the long run.
Yeah.
No question, to be able to gain this experience. But you just hope that they can come in and, you know, and really put some hat to ass, so to speak, you know what I mean? Because that's what's going to be needed. Guys are going to have to make plays. And so when we're talking about the discipline of rush lane assignments, when you're young, you move just a little bit different and you may not be as sound with your assignment, and they're going to have to be. So they're going to not only have to play at a high level, they've got to be disciplined in assignments. You know, it's, you know, Cam, you know, going in playing linebacker, you know, the dropping in the coverage, and every shot is not a kill shot. Even when guys, when you've got a guy dead to rights as a rusher, you can't just go in there out of control, because he makes a move, you go, and then he out the door. And so it is somebody like this, keep this guy corralled. Yep. Keep him corralled and get him on the ground.
Yeah. And get your hands up. He 5'10".
Yes. Yes.
Utilize your ability to mirror. If you can't get home, look to mirror and pop your hands up. Like, make sure he can't see, because it's no different than how Dez was approached with Calandria. Like, he had to move the pocket around. Calandria is not that tall. We got to make sure he can see past the lanes and identify. If they're moving him a certain way, you know where the first pass threat is. So if you see them dashing them out or rolling them out, you got to know as DBs, this half the field is the immediate threat. Let me find what's going on. If I'm playing short zone, like, yo, if they rolling him and it's easy that the guy's in front of me sitting, I'm going to give you that, because this is a very explosive offense in which they're banking on big plays.
Mm-hmm.
They've been living off that. They score in chunk. They like, it's chunk plays. So it's, you know, it's a perfect time to play that, keep everything in front, tackles, requiring you to be disciplined. Then if they get into the red zone, now he has to play to you, because now you can really bounce around, mirror, throw the ball, because the field is not as much field. So it's gonna be tough, man. But I think offensively we have an advantage. If we go tight trips and stuff, they'll follow you, they'll press. They're showing you that they gonna be aggressive. They got a lot of guys on the line of scrimmage. They are who they are. You know what I'm saying? So if Musk is the quarterback, if Calandria is the quarterback, somebody has to be accurate going deep on the numbers, because that's where you can beat them. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I feel like we play clean, we win.
Yeah.
You know, now mind you, when I watched Boston College against FSU, I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Who is this Boston College team? So I don't need that Boston College team to show up against us.
Mm-mm. Give me the Louisville. I'll take the Louisville one. I mean, even though second half Louisville, they turned up. That's one thing I say about Boston College. If we get an early lead, don't think you got it made, because they turn up when they down.
Yeah, yeah.
They came back every game that they were down and made it a game. Even the Louisville one, they didn't, you know, but they showed, I think they outscored them. I forgot they outscored them in the second half, but they had got down like 35-42, 30. It was 28-0 before they finally scored. I think Louisville hung up like close to 40 in the first half, but second half they righted the ship. So yeah, man. Oh, fun fact, cuz I don't know if you looked at that depth chart. Ty actually be blocking somebody the same weight as him. That'd be like the probably time this year.
Really?
Yeah. One of the defensive tackles, he weighed like 280.
Wow.
And I wonder if we're gonna attack our former offensive tackle that plays for them now. Mr. What's the name? Logan?
Yeah, Logan Taylor.
Logan Taylor, yeah. If we're going to have our tricks up his sleeve and flag, we can attack him if we really know. Because you know he's saying, I know them.
Of course. Of course he is. It'd be interesting that, you know, not sure why he left.
Yeah, why did you leave, Logan? Holler at us.
Right, right. What's really going on?
Yeah, because you were starting here. What is it?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, man, it'll be interesting to see. Like I said, I feel like two evenly matched teams.
Very even.
You know, man. Both expected to, you know, are toward the end of the power rankings in the ACC. And, you know, we all could wonder what could have been if Virginia finished 2-2, which they very well should have. And, you know, our hope is that this young team understands that, hey, if we can play a clean game, we go out there and execute and do it the right way. We play the complementary football that, you know, Coach Elliott is harping on us, then we got a chance to win. you know, and that's what you ask. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Tony Muskett play. I'm interested to see the more intermediate throws, maybe hitting some guys on some deep balls, because I do feel like we have been missing some on the deep balls when we've had guys there. I feel like that's the part of Calandria's game he has to work on, is that deep ball. And we know it's a 40-yard throw.
Yep.
It's a 40-yard throw. And looking at if a guy's running in the post and he's got the guy beat, I don't need to throw it at the goal post. I need to throw it where he's going so that he can continue to run away. You know, so it's the subtle nuances of throwing a deep ball that way. Yeah, Wahoo fans, I used to be a quarterback in my high school days. So I know about those throws a little bit. Just saying.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how you had.
There you go.
That thing.
That's it, bro. Slanging it. We're big shoulder pad.
You know what I'm saying? And a forearm pad.
Please believe, because it was like that.
Fact. Fact. Me too.
Ooh, yeah, be like, hey, wasn't no easy win. You come to tackle me, bro. Look, man, hey, walk over, limp back.
You a hidden DB playing quarterback, so
I mean, what? Please, man, listen. Hey, fuck around and find out.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no illustration. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna illustrate. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. So, Bam, what you got for hot take on this week? Before we get up out of here, what's your hot take for the weekend?
My hot Petty Hawk. This is Petty Hawk talking. So you
go ahead, Petty.
Petty Hawk hot take is 350 and 3, no interceptions for one shot. Tony Muskett.
350 and 3. Ooh wee, like that.
350 and 3, and then we have one in front of our 3 for the record. Oh, we won in 4. 0-4. So one in front of the 4. I got carried away with the 3, so you get it.
All right. So my hot take for the week, Malachi 110. Malik 130. Sadarian Harrison 90. Boom. I said what I said. Oh. And Mike Hollins, 2 touchdowns.
No disrespect to the young man. Can we get Sadarian to catch some punts?
I would not be mad at that, because clearly there's some thinking going on back deep.
Hey man, the indecisive coach. We love you, but the indecisiveness is kind of trickling down. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You can see
Indeed.
You can see it with 10, can't see it with 4, can't see it with 8. It's a couple of players you can't see it, but the ones you can see it. And you know, like, I'm gonna give people a prime example before we get up out of here. We played for George. If we're in that situation in the third quarter, we running off the field as soon as we get the first down on third. We gonna go for it. We'd have been running off, coach kicking this. You know what I'm saying? Cause we knew. Christ, go get a stop. You had plenty of times to get it. Right. You had it, man. Had a whole quarter left.
Indeed.
And he gave you a try early in the game to get it. You dog. Look, one thing about coach, people don't realize, if he went against his routine for you and you fail, don't ever ask again.
It's over. One shot.
What?
One shot.
Superstition? What? Go against the superstition? Like, we wore white pants the first time at Duke back in 2000. Very first, BYU in 99. I'm telling you, you better win. You knew what that meant.
Yeah. 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 For sure. Well, cool, my guy. Well, look, we'll be there.
Yeah. Well, you we'll be there. We'll be in studio here. You know, I ain't going to Massachusetts.
Right. Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, you know, Chestnut Hill. I'm gonna be in studio, you know, hearing all the feedback, you know. So hopefully it won't be no, man, what the hell was that? Y'all ain't privy to the behind the scenes. But me and Cole be having fun. Be like, dog, what the?
No doubt.
One day. We might have a series behind the scenes of a radio broadcast. You know?
Oh, bro, that'd be hilarious. That would be hilarious, bro.
Need some like, real punk too, because there's some cursing. So.
Oh yeah, for real. It'd be like beep 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 beep.
Just so people on Twitter on the X app don't think we really compromise and getting paid to come to the defense for the program. So some people be throwing that out there.
I laugh at that garbage when people put that bullshit out there. I'm like, really? I'm like, clearly they don't know us. Clearly they don't.
You can ask one of the coaches, they think we compromise.
Yeah, it'd be like, nah, them dudes keep it a buck. Always.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, damn, dog, you really feel that way about me? Oh, damn, you listen? Oh, my bad.
You'd be like, hey, fam, hey, homie, you know you was fucking up, though, right?
You know you done messed up. I bought the beer at 11:59. You know you're the best.
Right. Indeed.
Oh,
man. Well, Wahoo fans, this has been another edition of the Lockdown featuring T Cub and the Ball Hub.
Uh-huh.
Until next week, we are.